flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Once again, here in Denver, the final score, it was the Nuggets 139 and the Hawks 120.
I don't know what game that was, but they played the Pacers on Saturday, and they lost 132 to 127. So I suppose the end result was the same. Unfortunately, the Hawks have now lost 8 games in a row. Trae Young played pretty good on Saturday. Dyson Daniels, Garrison Matthews. They made it a ball game because they were on the verge
getting
smoked by the Pacers. It was about 15, 17 points early in the second quarter, and it was looking ugly. We were all over there at the McRae's in Smyrna having a great time. Yeah, Michelob Ultra watch party. Shout out to everybody that came by, gave away a ton of prizes. Had the family out there. Lily's up there helping me on the microphone.
Awesome.
She's asking for some kickback for it.
Might as well.
She's like, that's about $5 worth of work.
You're
and I was
right.
Like, well, I guess I got paid to talk in
you
the
might
microphone.
Well get, might well give her some bread.
You though. Might as well get a couple bucks to talk in the microphone,
but
too.
Yeah, 8 in a row. Don't look like – I mean, anything can happen on any given night in the NBA. Obviously, you got the Pistons coming to town. Oh, no, they're going to the Pistons.
Yeah, they're in Detroit tonight.
And Detroit's a pretty darn good team.
Yep.
Big physical team. I'm about to call them football team.
They kind of play like a football
team. Yeah, they're physical as hell.
Isaiah Stewart, all those guys.
Is he back from his suspension? I know he got suspended.
He got suspended, and he missed a bobblehead night.
Oh.
They had a beef stew bobblehead night, and he missed it because he was suspended for being a bully, which is kind of awesome. Like, it's like the most perfect thing for him to not be available to play on the night they're giving away a bobblehead because he got suspended for being too physical.
I don't even know. I saw the play. It's like, oh, that gets you thrown out of the game.
I guess so.
Whatever. But, yeah, the Hawks are in trouble right now.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
And they need to –
they're in a free fall.
And obviously there's – there's two players that we're going to keep an eye on as far as leaving the Hawks as we get closer to Thursday, and Clint, and also because I mean, if I'm the Lakers, I'm calling the Hawks.
Yeah, definitely. They need Capella.
Yeah.
They need some help at center. I was kind of looking at it before the show, like just in terms of contract matching and stuff like that. I don't even know what they would send you back,
right?
As far as the players, like Dorian Finney-Smith.
I'll take him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a nice player.
Yeah. But would they give him money?
I don't know. They probably want him.
They probably want him.
Yeah. It'd probably be a couple. I don't know. They get Cam Reddish back.
Why not?
Cam and Luka are teammates now.
Second go around, baby.
Yeah.
Second go around. Now, the whole trade with Luka and Trey, it was okay, bye, bye, bye. But Cam Reddish, somehow his development was going to be huge for the Hawks, right?
That was... At first, the arguments have shifted, right? You know, to try to make yourself feel better about it over the years.
Right.
That was the first one.
Right.
It was like, well, you know what? You got to remember, it's not just Trey.
Right.
It's also Cam.
Right.
And then, you know, that didn't work out.
Okay. Just checking.
Then there was other parts. I did see people saying that Luka getting traded from the Mavericks does now mean the Hawks won the trade. Okay. That's fine.
Come like, on, man.
You know what? You know what?
Come on.
You know what? Fine.
Go ahead.
Fine. That's fine.
You're the nice guy.
It's fine. They've lost 8 games in a row, Randy.
Yeah.
Okay?
If that's what you need to make yourself feel
Trey
better.
Can't make an all-star team.
Yeah.
Okay? Jalen Johnson's hurt the rest of the year. If that's how we need to interpret the Luka thing, fine.
All right.
That's fine.
Yeah. Fine.
We won it.
The hell ever.
We won the trade.
Whatever, man.
He's still a Hawk and Luka's not a Mav.
That is true.
And so that's...
That is so true.
That's winning.
That is true. Yeah, whatever.
I don't know.
Like what? You're the nicer of us two.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. You know what I want to say.
That. Yeah, but you can't.
I can't, yes.
Because the FCC and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, no, I can't say it.
You can say that you disagree with it.
I do.
Okay. Right. Luka Doncic got traded from the Lakers, from the Mavericks to the Lakers. He's now a Los Angeles Laker.
You know, the crazy thing
still feels outrageous to say.
It's crazy because that, like, the bidding war that they could have got, if they were just hoping it up to everybody.
Yeah, that's one of the weird parts of it.
That's the weirdest thing about it is, like, why wouldn't you like open it up? Dude, you could have got so much, some more players or something. Yep. You know, I like Max Christie. Max Christie, he fits in what they want to do. He's a big time wing defender. Yeah,
nice young 3D guy.
But yeah, that was the only thing that like, especially if Luka didn't know, you know, or he didn't request to go to the Lakers. You know what I mean? Like,
but so maybe that part of it, though, you needed to keep it secret because Luka didn't know. If Luka finds out, he's like, hey, don't trade me. Yeah. I want to be here.
Yeah.
And then it looks even worse.
But to the Lakers, though,
with
of
your
all
fan
teams.
Base.
That's the thing about it, to the Lakers of all teams.
I know.
You know what I mean?
And dude, Rob Pelinka couldn't believe
him, it. Him and Rob, they've been going, because, you know, Nico was Nike guy for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and so he knows everybody.
Yep.
He knows everybody. And obviously, him and Rob are really good friends back to the Kobe days and getting them over from Adidas to Nike. So they know each other. They're close friends, you know, as well as colleagues. And so maybe that was the one thing he was maybe putting feelers. You keep on reading things about that, you know, they were over Luka and he got this like his own team. And I'm trying to figure out what does his team do that the Mavericks aren't doing, because
you're telling me they
were like
team of nutritionists.
A team of nutritionists and everything separate of what the Mavericks have.
Those guys need to be fired.
They need to be fired. You know what I mean? Because obviously that wasn't working for Luka or the Mavs.
At least with Tom Brady had his own guy. He came, you could kind of tell, he looks like he's on a diet.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
not Luka.
But the money, it's over $20 million that he's not going to get now because of this trade. And then that goes back to some of the IRS. I'm like, do they want to give it to him?
Yeah.
Did they want to have to? Because you got to pay him.
Yeah, you have to.
You got to, because he's going to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't no thing. It wasn't like how De'Aaron Fox, who just got traded. He didn't sign his extension last summer, you know, with the Kings. Like, Luka's going to sign this.
Yeah, so maybe it's as simple as that, honestly. I mean, there's all the conspiracy theories and all that, and it's fun. It's fun to speculate at why this happened. Maybe they just kind of looked at him and they were like, he's obviously very good. We don't trust him to, like, stay healthier than he's been. Like, he's trending in the wrong direction. We got to the finals last year. We kind of saw what that looked like. Got pretty well bodied by the Celtics. $350 million, a lot to give one guy if we don't really believe that he's the guy that can get us over the top and get us to a championship.
Right.
And maybe they had some fear that he actually wouldn't sign there. I don't know. Like, again, you're probably not going to turn that type of money down.
Ain't nobody turning that max down.
Probably not.
Like, I know Shea's going to get it this summer, and somebody else is going to get it. But, no, you don't walk away from that kind of cash.
Right.
Like, especially.
But then maybe it's teams being like, because we talk about this sometimes, it's like, I get it. That's what the Supermax is, but not everybody's worth that.
I agree with that.
Like, you can't just because that's what you do doesn't make it a good reason to do it.
I agree
with
that.
Like, if you don't believe the guy's going to win you a championship, like, you got to give it to Shea. You think Shea's going to win you a championship.
Yes.
The Celtics gave it to Tatum. Tatum won him a championship.
Right.
Like, there's certain guys that you feel good about, but, like, if you can't just be like, oh, we're going to now Supermax him because that's what we do.
Right.
Like, that's dumb.
But he's one of those guys, though.
I think so.
You know what I mean?
That's maybe
they
don't.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Maybe they don't. But, outside looking in, you kind of view him as that type of transit. That's him.
Yeah.
Like, Luka's
transcendent.
Yeah, that's him. But he is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he is.
They were in the NBA Finals last
year.
Yeah,
and so that's why I view it. Did they not want to give it to him? Or did something happen?
Yeah.
And something personal or something like that. Because you remember last year when they snatched the beer out of his hand. We over there chilling with his friends, his partner, his dad, having some cold ones at the game. And was it Michael Finley?
It was Finley,
Mike Finley just came and snatched the damn beer out of his hand.
Yeah, that was weird.
Hold on, I'm grown. I know I'm young. I'm grown as hell.
I'm 24. I'm allowed to drink. We just won the Western Conference.
Yes.
We don't play tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, let me celebrate, but who knows? Maybe one beer leads to too many.
It could be.
Maybe there's a little bit of an issue behind the scenes. They're trying to help him from.
But it's a weird. It is a crazy situation because you never see it like that.
Crazy.
And is it like now? Like, because I love what KD said. Kevin Durant basically said, if Luke can trade it, anybody can get traded. If that don't prove to you right there, and if I don't, and if I'm, I would think maybe the owners are like, cool, we don't have to feel the pressure no more to sign this guy.
No, I know. This felt a little bit like the pendulum swinging back, maybe it stopped,
yeah,
and it's starting to come back in the direction from the player-driven everything.
Yes.
Because over the last 10 years, players are the GMs.
Mm-hmm.
You pick where you want to go.
Yep.
You get the Supermax. Oh, you got the Supermax last summer? I don't care. I don't like the food you put out in the postgame anymore. Trade me.
Right.
Like, and the owners are now like, we got to trade Luka. Send a message.
Yeah.
Like, send a message that we're not going to be held hostage anymore.
You, as an owner that has to dole out the cash for these guys, you got to be like, John Embiid, huh?
Yeah. Huh.
What can I get for this guy?
I don't remember, and maybe I just don't remember, but correct me if I'm wrong. The other thing about this era of NBA player, you remember an era of NBA players where there's so many guys where the conversation's just like, boy, is he a little fat.
Yes.
Like Luka, Zion, Joel Embiid. Like, there's always conversations about these guys just kind of not being in shape.
Right.
You remember, like, when we were growing up watching the NBA, I guess Charles Barkley was a round mound of rebound, but I don't ever remember him having a problem playing.
But he talked about it. He was fat and lazy. He talked about how Moses Malone had to get on him. He said, Moses, he talked about it this morning.
Oliver Miller, but he wasn't a star.
Moses, he got in when Moses Malone lost like 50 pounds.
Well, maybe that'll be what happens with LeBron and Luka.
It could be. It could be that you get somebody that's on your level. As far as starter, which LeBron is on that level and everything like that, could that work in his?
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Favor and the Lakers' favor.
Remember, Jokic was kind of fat, and then he went home for the pandemic and came back all skinny.
Yeah,
and he's been the MVP ever since.
Yeah,
then.
So that could be it. You know, I mean, there are certain things, and you know, influencers. I mean, sorry, like players who influence other players. LeBron is that guy.
Yeah,
like his work ethic, all those different things.
Say whatever you want about LeBron, positive or negative. One thing you can't ever talk about is his work ethic.
Yeah,
because he's in great shape for 20 years.
Yep,
I mean longer than that, but you know what I mean. He's 40. He's in way better shape than Luka.
Damn sure
25.
Is.
25. You know what I mean?
Damn sure is.
All right. We didn't get to any other stuff. There's a really fun rumor about Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett, and it's not
I'll
even a rumor.
Him.
Myles Garrett wants out. He doesn't want to be a Cleveland Brown anymore. I got a spot for him.
And it ain't even speculation. I mean,
he wants out.
He wrote
it. Yeah, he penned a goodbye Cleveland letter. I got some ideas on that. We'll get into it. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.